We have been seeing some active weather and precipitation across the Midwest this week. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. The weather hasn't fooled anybody this week. We are seeing a lot of precipitation across the Midwest. And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey agrees.
No fooling. This is going to be another big storm on par with the two that we saw back in mid-March that led to such widespread wind and severe weather, snow, wildfires, and blowing dust all across various parts of the country.
And the system that crossed the southern and central Great Plains Tuesday is expected to follow a similar path as the mid-March extreme weather systems.
That system, just like the other two, is going to track through the upper Great Lakes region and eventually drift eastward through Canada. And we will have to watch the trailing cold front for severe thunderstorms, isolated tornadoes, large hail, damaging winds.
But Rippey says that we will have to watch for some potential flooding from these heavy rains.
Even though the low pressure system exits into Canada, the tail of that cold front is going to stay nearly stationary for several days across the mid-south and lower Midwest, and is going to lead to an ongoing threat of severe thunderstorms. And perhaps more importantly, we are looking at day after day heavy rainfall coming in the same areas. So we're looking at five-day rainfall totals that from northeastern Texas into the Ohio Valley could total 4 to 10 inches or more. I would not be surprised to see 15 inches plus in a few spots in this upcoming storm event that's going to last multiple days. So we are looking at flooding affecting some of the same areas that experienced significant flooding back in mid-February, that being Kentucky and western Tennessee. So keep an eye on the flooding as the week progresses, along with the severe weather.
So the potential of farmers getting in the field early is probably pretty much non-existent at the moment, as it will be too wet across the United States. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.